Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today, talking about some summertime cattle ailments you may want to be on the lookout for right after this.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
This is Betty Thompson, Miss Oklahoma 2011, saluting our local dairy farmers for their commitment to the health of children. As you know, low-fat and fat-free milk is an important part of a healthy diet, especially for growing children and active teens. Dairy foods, along with whole grains, low-fat meat, and brightly colored fruits and veggies, are the building blocks for good health. I've seen firsthand how students in Oklahoma are putting healthy eating into practice and increasing their physical activity as part of the Fuel Up to Play 60 program provided by the Dairy Farmers in partnership with the National Football League and the USDA. Your family can get involved in the effort with regular family physical activity as well. It's a great way to get fit, eat healthy, and have quality time with your children and teens. For more information, please go to fueluptoplay60.com.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
We're right on the front end of the dog days of summer here in July and into August as well. You know, illness can become an issue in cattle on pasture. So says Extension Beef Cattle Veterinarian Dr. Larry Hollis. He says there are three major illnesses you need to be on the lookout for: pink eye, black leg, and even foot rot. Pink eye is one that will be especially bad this year, he thinks, with the fly season well underway.
We're seeing pink eye earlier than we normally do, and we're going to see it longer than we normally do. It'd be my prediction this year, just because of how long we stay warm. And one of the things I think people are going to have to be conscious of, if they're using fly tags as their pink eye control or part of their pink eye control program, those fly tags are going to run out before the end of the normal season, because we put them in earlier this year. We turned out earlier because the grass greened up earlier. And so don't be surprised if you start seeing a lot of pink eye problems late in the season.
Now, Dr. Hollis tells us overgrazing pastures as well as short grass years are the biggest contributing factors to another summer pasture illness, black leg. He believes these two circumstances compel a producer to vaccinate both the cows and the calves for black leg.
Because black leg is a spore-forming organism, it lives in the soil for years. If we've got big, lush pasture growth where cattle are not grazing close to the ground, it's usually not much of a problem. But when we get into situations where we're overgrazing pastures or really grazing it down short, then the chance of picking up those spores out of the dirt increases, and blackleg can sure jump up there and bite folk. And in a short grass year, that's one of those years for sure you need to make sure you have your cows' vaccinations current as well as your calves. Obviously, calves are higher risk on the thing. Our cows can die too, and they will. And this summer may be one of those years when we have a lot of blackleg death loss in our cows.
Even though it's dry this season, you need to be also thinking about a third summertime cattle illness, foot rot. Dr. Hollis says one reason is because calves are more apt to go into ponds where foot rot can develop.
One of the things that dry does is that actually helps with foot rot, but we still have it, and we have it every year. Most of the time it's in cattle drinking out of ponds because they're getting their feet wet there as they're moving back and forth. And with some of our plants, the dry stalks are sticking up to where they may poke the animals in between the claws and penetrate and take the bacteria that causes foot rot in with them. So foot rot never goes away. In some cases, it's even worse in a dry year because the cows spend so much time in the pond coming in and out.
Beef veterinarian Dr. Larry Hollis from Kansas State University, three diseases to keep in mind this summer season: pink eye, black leg, and foot rot. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.